NAVED-TROM 14195 Alpha, Navy Electricity and Electronics Training Series, Module 23, Magnetic Recording, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 6. 1. What is the ratio of the normal signal level to the magnetic tape recorder's own noise level? SNR. 2. What is SNR measured in? Decibels. 3. SNR measurements can be taken with a vacuum tube voltmeter and what else? Signal generator. 4. What is the frequency response specification of a magnetic tape recorder, sometimes called? Bandwidth. 5. What is the amplitude variation with frequency over a specified bandwidth? Frequency response. 6. An effective frequency response specification tells the lowest and highest frequencies that the recorder can record and reproduce with no more than plus or minus what difference in output amplitude? 3 decibels. 7. What is the production of harmonic frequencies by an electronic system when a signal is applied at the input? Harmonic distortion. 8. What is the primary harmonic distortion in magnetic tape recorder systems? Third-order harmonics. 9. What is the expression of the variation of the phase shift with respect to frequency? Phase response. 10. What is the result of non-uniform tape motion caused by variations in tape speed that produces frequency modulation of signals recorded onto magnetic tape? Flutter. 11. High-frequency flutter, above what frequency, is caused by fixed parts of a tape transport, such as fixed tape guides and magnetic heads. 1,000 Hz. 12. What is a direct measure of the effects of flutter on the stability of recorded data? TBE, Tango Bravo Echo. 13. What is the simplest way to measure TBE? Oscilloscope. 14. What is the intertrack fixed and dynamic displacement, or change in azimuth, encountered by different tracks across the width of the magnetic tape as it passes the magnetic heads? Skew. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.